Okay, I need to date. We're at the remarkable point in time called May 7th, 2024. And we're doing a class on Zoom, focusing on meditation and trance through the instrumentality of Lynn David Martin. And the Zoom seems to work quite well. Okay. Take a couple deep breaths and allow yourself to find a space where you feel the breath, of course, in the body, but also allow the breath to bring in light and healing and energy at the same time as it's bringing in air and oxygen. And let that energy find its center in the chest, focusing on the heart chakra. A couple deep breaths, and then just allow the breath to be in the rhythm that it wants, whatever that is, but allow a sense of energy to begin to predominate in the feet and hands. And the sounds will be helpful for our meditation. And like a musical bath, a meditational focus begins to happen. Wonderful to find your place in the earth, in the heavens, within your own center, your heart, your space of mind. And it is always coming home within that might seem difficult in the busyness of the day, but it's restful and brings insight and helps bring healing processes into view in our thoughts and feelings. And most of all, we begin to sense the body is somewhat transparent, that the energy builds and builds, and we can begin to sense there is a place in consciousness where the body is simply a vehicle for our deeper experience to enter the world in the physical sense, but also to enter into a balanced awareness of the heavens, that we are not alone. We're always occupied with friendship from spirit, more than our conscious mind can comprehend, but not more than our deep self already does know. So we invite the deep mind to enter into our process, our thoughts and feelings, our emotions throughout the day, in the weeks and years ahead, and in spaces filled with a longing, a sense of wishing to come home, that we can find we are already home if we can allow that sensitivity to be present. The ego mind resists deep states of consciousness in the mistaken belief that somehow it will be threatened. What it cannot understand is a rebirthing of the ego into the expanded self. And there's no wrestling with that idea past the point of deep meditation, for then it already happens on a daily basis if we can. And if we do, in moments of need, the guidance will be crystal clear. It may take a little time to relax the mind, but the answers are always forthcoming when we allow a questioning from the heart. From the deep self, we seek intercession with daily processes, and we can begin to see that the world is a kind of movie script, a film, already happened at some level beyond our capacity to understand. But feelings of deja vu may arise often as pointing to the intersection of the deep mind and the inner self coming to the fore to allow us a sense of, yes, we are on the path. And the pathway has a golden light around the energy that leads us not astray, but to a quiet space, a quiet inner homecoming. So we allow that quiet space for a time. And just as soon as we start wondering, what now, the energy begins to open a space of memory on the one hand and physical timelessness on the other, that we are in a global energy field. The consciousness of the whole planet is simply an idea in the mind of the divine, and we are all connected, whether we know it or not. We are connected because that is the core of our being. Without the divine process that gives us our beingness, we would simply not exist. But we have existed, and we will continue to exist. Outside of ordinary time, we are free. Inside ordinary time, we are free to witness the miraculous events all around us in daily life. The consciousness of each person, including ourselves, slowly or quickly, but waking up to divine mind's presence, more and more clearly. So our blessings, our hopes, and our fears dissolving, our thoughts of lack disappearing, we have everything we need. We have energy waiting to be explored like a golden treasure inside of ourselves. So we ask to be aware of what is our true nature. And as we do so, begin to sense also that we're surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, adding their energy to our process. In gratefulness, we give thanks. So we go a little deeper. Breathe once more as though we breathe into the bottom of our feet, opening to the planetary consciousness, vastness, great energy, conducive to healing in every form. And that energy flows up through the legs and the body, centering in the heart. And a sort of sense of energy in the hands opens. We build a circle of light, more like a cocoon of energy, all around us in the awareness that we need nothing but trust. A deep sense of purpose emerges out of a sense of coming home. To stand in the light, to allow the healing to flow. If our thoughts at times are scattered, bring them to a point where we sense ourselves as an energy vehicle linking heaven and earth, and we invite the forces of the divine to flow through us to someone in need. Someone may come to mind and see the light bathing them with energy and surrounded as we are by this cloud of witnesses. Reach out with your feeling, allowing a sense of teachers working with you. It's an age-old process, so tremendously valuable. We might go back to the thoughts of the scripture and think that this is the pearl of great price, meaning something beyond ordinary sense of worth, far superior to the small self that we sometimes think we are. The large self knows of a love so deep, so vast, we simply have no words for that. And the person or persons we have sent energy to, see them in their true light as well. Vast indeed is the awakening heart in each person. Time it may take, or instantaneously, it matters not. It will and is taking place. And as though we sense at a distance a beautiful light beginning to form, sensing it connects heaven and earth, and it moves closer and builds in strength and energy. becoming so much love. As it moves very close, out of the light emerges someone we have an understanding of deep connection to, a kind of instantaneous recognition that we would know one another. And gently, there is a pause where we might ask a question if we have something in mind that we would like insight about. Feeling the energy. Anchoring it in our thoughts, that we might bring it back to the ordinary mind as a gift from the deep mind. And witness the feeling of the energy of the body being illuminated, transparent with a wonderful sense of wholeness. Thanking all those who have been working with us, we begin to slowly come back from meditation, breathing, witnessing the light in every cell of the body, slowly feeling a sense of foundation, of grounding with the earth, and simultaneously very fine balance with the heavens as well. And as we give thanks, we take two or three deep breaths of air and bring ourselves back from meditation. And we take a little time to remember, to anchor it in our thoughts, a gift from a deeper place of consciousness that we will honor, for it always is in present time. A couple more deep breaths of air, bringing back ourselves to ordinary time and space.